Right now, the Brits are voting on leaving the European Union, which the more research and the more I look into it, the better I like it. I actually think they ought to go. But Andrew Wilson is on board with us. He was with us last week from the Show Me Institute. Give us some insights. Andrew, welcome back. How are you?
I am fine, Gary, and how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, the more I look at Britain and the European Union, the more I think they really ought to leave. Go ahead.
Well, the people who say they should remain, in, starting with Prime Minister Cameron, have waged this ridiculous scare campaign about all the adverse consequences that would flow from leaving. And you would think that Britain could no longer be a self-governing country if you listen to the Remain people like David Cameron. And I think that's totally absurd. Britain has been a self-governing country for well over 1,000 years. And if the vote is to leave, I can assure everyone that the sun will rise tomorrow in Britain, and it will go on. And I think it may well be better off than if it stayed.
You know, some of these other countries that are member nations, they're running up some incredible debt. I don't know. It just seems like it's out of control.
It is. And, of course, what is now the European Union began as a common market back in 1957. Britain joined in 1973. And then it had a referendum in 1975 to ratify its membership in the common market. Margaret Thatcher was then the opposition leader. This was 4 years before she became the prime minister. And Margaret Thatcher enthusiastically spearheaded Britain's continued engagement in the European common market. But at that time, it was a giant free trade zone. And Thatcher very much approved of that. But then she became prime minister in 1979, and of course she had a number of great successes. She really did roll back socialism in Britain, and she joined with Reagan in winning the Cold War. And that didn't happen until the end of the 80s. But she won her third and last term in 1987. And by that time, she had become very concerned about Europe or the common market metamorphosing from a free trade area, which she approved of, into this giant mega state. And as she pointed out, it was very ironic that all this pro-Europe, let's have a European government movement, was taking place at the same time that the old Soviet Empire was imploding and falling apart. And as she memorably said in a speech in Brugge in 1988, we have not successfully rolled back the frontiers of the state in Britain, only to see them reimposed at a European level with a European superstate exercising a new dominance from Brussels. And I think that subsequent history has shown that Maggie Thatcher's concerns were very real and very prophetic.
Yeah. What does the latest polling indicate? Better than that, what are the gambling sites saying?
It's all up in the air. You know, we won't know till late tonight or tomorrow morning. The Wall Street Journal this morning was saying the polls were ping-ponging, that some had leave 1 or 2 points ahead and some had it 1 or 2 points behind. And the gamblers have been gambling. I think the gambling is tilted is betting that Britain will remain. But, we just don't know.
Man, they can get rid of those tariffs. They can have more free trade.
Right.
Then they've got
right.
That immigration problem.
Right, right. So we're no tomorrow morning. But life will go on either way. And the And even if Britain does vote to remain, the European Union has all kinds of problems. And who knows whether it will survive or not. And I think that that's why financial markets are in such a tumult, that the concern is not just about Britain, but that if Britain leaves, and maybe even more so if it leaves and then thrives and has resurgent growth and benefits from leaving, that that may cause the whole house of cards in the European Union to fall apart, because it is not in a stable condition now. You've seen the currency crises. Of course, Britain insisted upon maintaining the English pound, and so it's not a part of the eurozone.
If Germany leaves the eurozone, then they're in trouble.
Well, Germany is the eurozone.
Yeah,
I mean they're the country that props it up, and you know the richer northern EU countries are having to prop up the southern countries, and all of the countries have this huge immigration problem coming from Africa and the Middle East, and so it's difficult times for the European Union. And the European Union has been, in its entirety, a sort of a huge no-growth zone for some time now. And so economically, it's not been doing well at all.
2 or 3% GDP growth over the last several years?
Less than that. I think you know, roughly zero GDP growth for the European Union as a whole in recent years. It's been stagnant.
Members have committed themselves to maintaining manageable levels of debt, capped at a maximum of 60% of GDP, deficits capped at a maximum of 3% per year. They are a mess. Well, we will see what happens tomorrow, but I really do think they ought to get the hell out of it. Andrew, thank you for being with us.
Okay, thank you very much, Gary.
All right, Andrew Wilson from the Show Me Institute.